Victor Lewis here, catching us up on all things trending out there in the world, and actually not all things trending out there, because one of the things we've been talking about today is what do you cover, what do you not cover, and there's always just a limited amount of time. You gotta be the gatekeeper. You gotta pick
and
choose.
So. Luckily for me, trends is the section where I get to waste everyone's time with what I've been looking at on this particular morning.
Here are Victor's top three or four or two favorite trending things today.
Yeah, one of my favorite things that literally is just now gaining traction is from a news organization in Daytona Beach. The Daytona Beach police are searching for a minivan that jumped a drawbridge. I guess that's what they're called. You know, the raising bridge so boats can go under it. I assume that's called a drawbridge.
Yeah, that's a drawbridge.
Yeah, they jumped it Dukes of Hazzard style.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking.
It's a cool video. Like, I'm sorry, I watched it.
We're going to do what they say can't be done.
They bust through the little arm and then jump over the drawbridge and this, like, tiny crossover minivan. It's rad.
And them Earnhardt boys are in trouble again.
My favorite tweet about it so far is just a retweet of the video showing it. And just like the tweet in question is saying that the police are searching for this person. Please help us if you can identify this vehicle. And this quote tweet just says, "The police are looking for them to give them a reward for being rad." Like, absolutely. 100%. I think the main story that we're going to talk about...
But don't do that, kids. It's dangerous.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Don't jump drawbridges.
Jump drawbridges. Yeah, no.
Yeah. It's bad. It's a bad idea. I think our main story that I want to talk about today is... I don't think we've discussed news from Iran much on the trends segment.
It's not a common feature.
Yeah, no, it's not. But we're going to do that today because they aired a really bizarrely cut soccer match recently. It was a soccer match that had the first woman referee who just so happened to be wearing shorts. And if you watch the broadcast, which there are videos of it, there's some very strange hard cuts. It feels like you're missing pieces of the broadcast. It's skipping all over the place, and it's a strange thing to watch. And it's a strange thing to watch because they are actively cutting away and just doing some other random shot whenever the camera might potentially pan to anywhere near her legs. Just boop. Away, cutting away instantly. And it's a little disorienting. It's like a found footage soccer match.
Interesting. So this is, okay, so we can now officially say that Iran is, what year is this? 65 years behind the U.S. Because that's what they were doing with Elvis on the Ed Sullivan Show, like back in the 50s,
yeah,
right?
Cutting away,
only showing him from the waist up, things like
those
that.
Those hip movements are just obscene.
Just obscene. It's a sign of, like, it's actually a sign of a real progress, because we were talking before we started this segment. One of my favorite movies of this entire century is kind of obscure. I don't even remember how I came upon it in the first place, but it's an Iranian movie called Offside. The director's great. He's done a couple of other really cool movies, but it's from, I think, 2002, 2003, something like that. And it's this really fun little movie about a group of young women who, they're not even necessarily together, it's just young women who all go to this soccer match to watch it, but in Iran, you weren't allowed and may still not be allowed to, like, men only in the stand, so you have to disguise yourself as a man in order to be there. So they go disguised as men, they get caught immediately, and then they're all kind of herded into this kind of holding pen outside the stadium until the game is over. So it's just them hanging out with the police officers who are there to watch them. Everyone's upset because they're all kind of hanging out outside the stadium and they're not able to watch the game. You can kind of hear the game going on in the background, and occasionally you get little glimpses. And it's just such a cool, fun, funny, but also poignant and kind of important movie. But that was where things were. And the fact that you now have, like, female soccer referees in Iran is actually a sign of real progress.
Yeah, even that is progress.
Yeah.
And honestly, I might have
still a lot further to go before we get to actual progress, but step in the right direction.
Yeah, and I'm definitely going to watch Offside. I do love a good,
it's a really
bottle
good movie.
Episode, so
yeah.
I might have to.
Oh, you'll love this.
I might have to get on top of that. All right, I do have some other trends. How much time we got?
1 minute.
1 minute? All right, we'll do two really fast. One of them, there is currently a shortage of garden gnomes in the world. The Suez Canal is to blame, and the blockage. evergreen, ever given, keeping the lawn gnomes out of my garden. We also have a headline that you're going to see today if you go anywhere on social media talking about how farts are free speech. There's lots of people trying to be really funny in headlines, but that's the crux of it. It's from a court case that's currently in the superior courts of Austria, where last year a man was sort of hanging out on a park bench, was approached by police asking for ID, and he made aggressive eye contact, stood up and just started farting, and then was arrested. I know it's a little crass, it's a little lowbrow, but I mean, I kind of have to bring this up on trends if you're gonna have a headline discussing the status of flatulence as free speech.
I was waiting for a pun in that sentence.
I don't want to take it too far, you know?
We do have the clean joke coming up. Yeah. We can't.
I've got all the time in the world to be funny, and farts ain't it, Chief.